Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March 18th, 2023. And we're going to look at an old friend, an old motivator, something that seems to motivate a lot of people, and that is shame. And I get emails from time to time about all sorts of difficulties that people have, but they all boil down to the idea of being shamed. And this shame is interesting because it is the only thing that basically alters human behavior. It's sad to say that, really is, but it's very true. A lot of times when people are saying and doing things that are absolutely abysmal when it comes to the inner awakening of a person and the goodness of them or finding that goodness, the only way to get them to stop or get them to even consider what they're doing is for them to look at shame a little bit. So here we are with shame. I have this wonderful email from Harris, and I don't know where he lives. He does not tell me, just says Southern California. And he wrote a beautiful email about feeling ashamed of himself for something he thinks he did that he should be ashamed of. And he asked this question: why do I feel shame when you talk about the things you talk about? I feel responsible for not living up to or with your teachings. And then he signs it Harris. Harris, really, dearest, I have never met you. I don't know who you are. But probably the reason you feel the shame is because you know better. You probably within yourself are struggling with some part of you that is slowly fading away. And that fading away and that dying off, I don't know how old you are because you don't tell me in your email, is the place where a person is losing their authenticity. They're losing their ability to be authentic and to live in the authentic. It's a part of us that is resigned to our body and the beliefs that our body proposes to us and purports on us. It is losing our innocence. In your case, this innocence that you are probably losing is a part of your nature that is listening to me, and the other part of you is in conflict. And this is the basic cause for a lot of pain and sorrow in our life. It is the causation of not only losing our innocence, but the conflict between the mind that is taking over due to chemicals in the body and in the brain, and that of knowing better, or maybe, shall we say, ascending to a higher place within oneself. And we feel guilt and shame over the fact that we are turning into our parents, or we're turning into society, or we're turning into a genetic disposition that, quite frankly, doesn't feel, I'm going to use the word, forgive me, right inside you. So we have this thing going on all the time. And as we grow older, we start morphing into parts of ourselves that we wish we didn't have or that we didn't know of. And we just morph into it. And we think to ourselves, well, I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but I am. Maybe I'm maturing or whatever. But it's not maturing that we are going into. It is actually surrender. It's succumbing to our emotions and a psychology that we inherited that maybe is opposed to exactly the authentic heart that you might have felt when you were, well, pre pre to this, you before you entered into this part of your body. Remember, if we live by the body, we're going to be moody. We're going to have great difficulties with our emotions. We're going to be torn between what we think of as right, torn between what we think of as wrong. Then this thing comes up, this shame. And shame is really the lack of understanding. It's a form of, I don't understand what's happening to me. And then instead of exploring it, we often feel bad about it. Our emotions turn on us. And they're always manipulating us to think in terms of the emperor of all malice, our emotions, and allowing them to overtake us. Emotions that you had when maybe you were in your teens are not the ones that you might be feeling in your 20s or 30s. So with all that going on within us, we feel confused and displaced emotionally, psychologically. And so when you hear me talking, I don't know, I guess it was on the TV program, Nobody Likes You Anyway, which you mentioned, it makes you feel emotionally, this is the way your emotions are hearing it, ashamed of yourself. Maybe you're not worthy of being loved, or you think that you should be loved in a certain way, and that's what love is, and you're not keeping up with that, or you're not kowtowing to that. It could be a lot of different things. Shame is what we feel when we don't know what to do, when we don't know how to deal with our emotions, when we don't know how to deal with a mind that is predicated on a pure emotionality. So when you understand this, even remotely, then you won't feel the shame anymore, because you realize, oh, my body, my emotions are operating on automatic pilot. And when you were a little boy, you were probably manipulated to be a good little boy based on the idea that you don't want the punishment or the shame that would come by being reprimanded for whatever you did or they thought you did. And therefore, that kicks in. There's so many aspects of this psychologically, and who's to say which one is dominant? I can't tell you because, A, I don't know you, and B, we don't know enough about the unconscious mind to really formulate any kind of authentic insight about what that unconscious mind is provoking within us. But I can tell you this, that shame is not something that is based in the idea of love, in the presence of a great love that lives within you. It just isn't. So it does you no good to feel it. You have to cast it off as something that your body needs, that your body purports on you, and it has nothing to do with the matter of the situation at all. It is just the animal, the body of Harris that is purporting upon you and inflicting you with guilt and shame because that's what was done to you when you were a little tyke. And if you go back and think about how parents punish or how people hurt you through the idea of you're not a good person, you're not a worthy person, you're not good enough to be with our little clique, that kind of thing, then you understand the nature of what it means to, well, feel guilt and shame. It's a useless emotion. It doesn't help you. It isn't authentic. You don't need it. You need self-examination. And if you acquire self-examination, a most intelligent move on your part, self-observation, you will recognize where the shame comes from, its uselessness, and you will no longer be subject to it. Honestly, you won't. And I work on this with my students constantly. Gotta go. Harris, if I can help you further, you know, I sent you my phone number. You can always call me. Thank you for your email, and please forgive me. Thank you for listening. Got another one tomorrow that's a corker. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.